Thank you. I want to thank staff a great deal for their work on this. I know that this has been a topic since the company decided to purchase this building for, I believe, $40 million. Is that correct? $40 million? And so I want to thank staff. I know that they've done a lot of hard work. I want to thank Pacific Six for really being a community partner. And I want to address some of the community concerns and really talk about why this project is a historic moment for this council. My work before I got on council was around community benefits. It was around responsible development. The organization I worked for put out a report about subsidies to hotels in particular. We subsidized the Hyatt on city land for $76 million with no strings attached, with no community benefits, with no worker standards, with none of that. In about 20 years, the city gave away nearly $1 billion to developers that weren't based in the city of Long Beach. What we have here is a project that is a cornerstone of our downtown. We have here a project that is a historic building that is gorgeous, that everybody that drives by it wants to go inside. They want to experience it. They want to go to the rooftop nest that's been up there. Now we have a developer that not only wants to really invest in it and really protect it and make it shine, but those developers are Long Beach based, that we're keeping capital local, that we're saying for every dollar we invest in our local community, we're going to get a return on that investment. For every good job we create that has a living wage, we know we get $3 back in our community for every dollar of that living wage. So what I see here is a project that has invested in parks, that's invested in historic preservation, that's invested in its workers to say we have 200 workers that are going to have standards and a seat at the table, and those workers will likely come from the Long Beach community. We know about 90% of Long Beach hotel workers live in Long Beach. And so for me, the idea of a community benefit is exactly that. And it is having a partner that is based here that's willing to give back. This isn't a giveaway, though, because this building, for many years, wasn't a hotel. We didn't get any tax dollars returned on that. We didn't get TOT returned on that. So by year 13, we are going to have a return on our investment. Is that the right number? I know that we've got. Yes, by year 13, we will have received back our $13 million that we gave up in the beginning. And so that, again, is a return back on our investment. I support this project. I did have a couple of questions. I know that we have struggled as a city to try to figure out how we wanted to do a TOT plan, how we wanted to address this, because we know that in other cities, they don't just do a TOT sharing deal. They give away the whole house. They give away everything just to try to bring people in without community benefits. So understanding the difference in between the American Life deal, which I believe was 57% of the gap versus the 34% of the gap. Can you explain on that, please, John or Sergio?
Certainly, council member. So the deals are essentially the same from a percentage basis, 80% of TOT over the first 9 years of the 20-year deal. But when we look at a project like American Life, which estimates to cost a total of $262 million versus a project that is estimated to cost a total of $135 million, the percentages, what you put in, leads to a different outcome. So ultimately, between these two projects, it's a matter of scale. And so 80% of a much larger number is going to yield a much larger number. And in this case, the American Life deal will return up to $28 million over that 9-year period. The minimum level of construction or investment is $230 million. And as comparison in this deal, the TOT over the 9 years is $13 million because the minimum level of investment is $70 million. So these are vastly different projects in terms of scale, and as a result, they're going to return a different number in terms of subsidy.
And so in looking at that difference in between the gap, did you guys consider that? Did you have conversations about that it wasn't as much as American Life? I'm just...
Definitely. So one of the things originally... The developer had requested 80% of TOT for a 20-year period, and so I think what we had said, because we didn't have, it doesn't have a policy regarding TOT subsidies, we looked at the most recent deal, being the American Life, and structured our deal based on that framework.
Okay, as I mentioned, I support this project. I know. John and I, we don't always see eye to eye on everything. On this project, we're eye to eye, and I really respect the level of community engagement you've brought to it. I do want to hear from my colleagues if there's an interest in exploring that next piece of the conversation, but I would encourage my colleagues to vote yes on this tonight. It's a great project, and it's a historic moment for the residents as well as the city of Long Beach. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Mr. Mulaney, if you can take a seat if you'd like. Or did you want to make some comments, or if there's questions? Okay. Let me go to Councilwoman Price.
Thank you. I, too, am supportive of this item. I do have a few questions. The first is, did I read it correctly that there's a 20-year minimum operating period that's
yes.
required pursuant to this agreement?
That is correct, Councilwoman. I'm sorry, I may have missed that during my comments during the presentation, but that is correct. There is a requirement for an operating period of a minimum of 20 years. Typically, the life of hotels is about 25 to 30 years, but essentially what we've done is required a 20-year requirement period for operation to ensure that we're able to recoup our investment, but plus the latter years, which is where we really see kind of the return on investment.
Okay, and the $70.7 million investment that is part of this agreement on behalf of the developer, is there a timeline for that, when that investment has to happen? Does it happen before the occupancy permit, or is it through the life of the contract?
No, that's a great question, and yes, that happens before the occupancy. Once the project construction period is completed, those numbers are certified by an independent third party to ensure that level of investment has occurred.
Okay, what happens then at year 15 on in terms of a requirement for ongoing maintenance by the operators to ensure that at that time, when the city is receiving the full TOT contribution, the hotel is at optimum condition to be able to attract customers?
Great question. Again, part of the requirements that will be built into the agreement is a requirement for an annual certification of AAA's Four Diamond certification. AAA, the Automobile Club of has a kind of rates hotels, and whether it's year one or year 30, there's a minimum standard that requires kind of certain level of detail from everything from guest experience, service, food, and condition of the physical condition of the hotel. If something is off, and say for example the towels aren't soft enough, or the deferred maintenance, they don't receive that rating of like Four Diamond. And so that is going to be built into our requirement of our hotel, of our agreement, to ensure that from day one to day 30, year 30, the condition of the hotel is of a Four Diamond.
I don't know this because I'm not in the hotel industry, but do they have like an annual audit of the?
Correct.
There's not a regulatory agency, but I guess the certifying agencies to determine whether they're at that.
So AAA actually sends out certification. There's a certification that AAA conducts. The folks from AAA come out, and they experience the hotel, walk through it, and experience it, and provide that certification. And that, whenever you go to a hotel, you'll see kind of at the entrance or lobby, it's presented, and it's in a prominent location. And that certification is what we will require to make sure that we are able to then provide our reimbursement of the TOT.
Okay, that's great. And I think that I wanted some assurance on that, because I do know that there are folks who are interested in this high-end type of hotel will look to resources that will list the hotels in the different parts of the region that are part of a particular hotel group. So it's important for me, if we're going to invest in this, that at the time the city is going to take over the full TOT, that the hotel continues to be in the condition where people would want to stay in it. I'm very excited about this project. I think the fact that it's a historical preservation, but yet an update and improvement project, is huge for the city. This is definitely an area where we're lacking in the city in terms of services that we offer to visitors. And I think we've made so much progress in the city in terms of development and businesses that we're trying to attract to the city, that we really need this type of a hotel to give folks yet another option for visiting the city. I'm very excited about it. I think, historical preservation is important, but also updating the services, the look, and what people, and meeting the needs of what consumers want is critical for success. So at some point you have to merge historical preservation with reality, and I think this project is going to do that. So I'm grateful for the partnership, and I thank staff for your thorough job. And I know several of us reached out today for additional information on this item, so I want to thank you for all the work that you did behind the scenes to get us briefed for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Mungo.
I will echo Councilwoman Price's comments related to preparation. I appreciate city staff providing the report that was detailed with all the addendums. I think that it's important for us to recognize that investments such as these are also a risk. And so we appreciate Mr. Molina taking a risk on Long Beach. He has a track record of being successful here. We appreciate that as well. I really appreciate the detail that we went into related to knowing and understanding the 80% sharing. I know I've shared my thoughts with staff, but in the future, as we look towards these opportunities, when you go year by year through the investment, to Ms. Cantrell's question, the number could be reached earlier than 9 years, and the project could cap off, because the $13 million cap could mean that it is achieved in 5 years. It just depends on the success of the hotel. And so with that, we would still be sharing in those revenues. Once that cap is reached, they would all come to the city, and that's a benefit. The other benefit is the property is getting significant improvements, and those significant improvements show up on our property tax rolls. And while we do not get the lion's share of property tax, the County of Los Angeles does, those are still programs that are universal to the region. And then a small percentage of that does come to the city of Long Beach, and we will benefit from that. And so if not but for Mr. Molina's investment, we would be receiving zero. We would just be receiving the old property tax value, which is less than the current property tax value, significantly less, should that property not have been purchased. So we are already in a better position today than we were under the previous operators. And now we have a new revenue source that was not available when it was a senior care facility. And this is just a turning of the time, but with a elegant look back at our history. And for that, I am thankful. And just once again, I appreciate my colleagues and the amount of work that went into this. I know that it is not easy to bring together all these moving parts in a successful way, and to do it in a way that is meaningful for workers, the community, and history is really remarkable. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilmember Supernaw.
Thank you. Vice Mayor D. Andrews could not be here tonight, so he asked me to read a couple of comments on his behalf. So this is from D. Andrews. I support the request of the Breakers Development LLC to be granted a subsidy in the form of a TOT sharing agreement. The revitalization and renewal of the Breakers into a luxury boutique hotel and spa will transform a property that has lagged behind the rest of downtown Long Beach development. This new development will be generating millions of dollars of new TOT and creating hundreds of new jobs. These are new revenues and jobs the city would not get if the Breakers were not redeveloped. If we are asked by the developer for assistance in financing and revenues of this project, it is incumbent on the City Council to respond favorably to that request, for it will still guarantee us revenue that we would not ordinarily get if this project was not built. And he concludes by saying, I ask for my colleagues' support. I'd just like to say that community hospital, or Mr. Molina's investment in community hospital, was mentioned. That got my attention. That's in the 4th Council District. But I'd like to remind everyone that community hospital was built in 1924, and the Breakers was built in 1926. So I'd like to commend Mr. Molina for investing in one of our newer properties. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I'll be quick. I love this building. I love this project. Ever since I first heard about this project, I think with our beautiful downtown, we do not have enough rooftop lounges and rooftop venues. And this, from these renderings, it looks amazing. The pool looks fantastic. But my favorite part is going to be the jazz club, and I'm surprised it hasn't come up as much. We love live music. We will be trade patrons of this jazz club. Separately from that, there's a lot I like about the project, and I think we should lift up some of those things. I know that there's a lot of focus on TOT, and Councilwoman Mungo mentioned property tax. There's also sales tax. There's a lot of good things about this. So, Mr. Keisler, quickly, could we summarize what is the full picture of new revenue for this that the city will realize on this project?
Council member, if I may answer for Mr. Keisler. In year one, kind of the new revenue, even with the share of TOT subsidy developer, the city is going to be receiving just under $400,000. And then, of course, it escalates. Once the subsidy burns off, the revenue to the city will jump to $2.2 million. Overall, total kind of revenue to the city will be approximately $66.8 million from this property, even with the subsidy.
And aside from your staff time to negotiate this, what is the city's investment to receive that? What was the number? $66 million over 3 years.
I'm sorry?
What is the city's investment aside from your staff time?
I think it's just staff time and our consultant staff time to review this and to make sure, and of course, legal costs to review this.
So aside from soft costs of staff, this is a strategic investment. It makes a lot of sense over the long term for the city. And it's projects like this that we are able to balance our budget, advance more city services, police officers, firefighters, parks, libraries. It's because of projects like this. So I commend you. I also commend the developer and everyone who's been involved in this. Also want to say it's great to see that, Councilwoman Pierce mentioned it. This wasn't the way development took place in the past. You've got business and labor together. The community is happy endorsing a solid project. It makes the choice very, very easy for me. What was that you're going to say, John?
No, council member, the one thing I was going to mention is that one thing I just wanted to clarify, that this isn't money that we're actually kind of paying the developer. This is new revenue that is generated from this development.
Yeah, we're clear on that. It cost us nothing, relatively nothing, and this is almost $70 million in revenue over 30 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Urenga.
Thank you, Mayor. Just one quick question. Is there any part of this project that touches the coastal coastline?
I don't believe this requires a coastal development permit. It's just on the outside of the coastal development permit area.
Exactly. But I spoke far because this it's a remodel, rebuild. It's bringing in revenue, or it will eventually. It creates jobs, and it has a community benefit. What else could we want? Plus, no expense to the city. So I think that when it comes to this project, it has a lot of more pluses than it does minuses, and I'm totally in support of this project.
Thank you, Councilmember Pierce.
Yes, Rex, Councilmember Richardson reminded me to have a great music program. Was that in the presentation and I missed it?
We just talked a little bit about the jazz club, and of course, maybe the developer would like to maybe talk, touch.
Having a Long Beach based company come in and do this means that we're going to have local musicians come in, not only in the jazz, and that we're going to have a connection with our schools. They're going to bring in the high school music. There's a great synergy that we don't have anywhere else in downtown. I just want to make sure that that's lifted up so that the press can come and bug you about it. It's great to hear my council colleagues' thoughts. I'd like to move forward with the motion. Could you also come back so we have an understanding? You can do that? Awesome. Great. Thank you.
That concludes comments. I just want to just add that, just more broadly speaking, I've obviously been I've encouraged us to think about our TOT as a way of attracting and ensuring that big projects and projects of significance could get built within our downtown. And I'm really glad that over the last few years, the city has begun as a mechanism for attracting quality projects. There are cities, some that are miles from here, that will provide 100% of TOT to build projects. And essentially, that's uncommon. And so I think, and in some cases, not get much out of that for the community or for labor standards. So I think that to have a project of this significance that would not be happening if it wasn't for the commitment of the team involved. And I just want to thank the team for working with us, working with the team to ensure that we not only end up with what is really going to be a spectacular regional draw, but also one that provides support for our environmental goals and certainly our goals as they relate to worker standards and representation for those that are working there. So I think those are all things that are very important, and I do want to thank the team for doing that. And the last thing I'll say is there are hotel projects in LA and the broader state that literally that the hotel just alone, that one project brings in folks from across the state and the region because of the quality of the project. And let's take the ACE in downtown LA. And this project has a potential of being a hotel destination where I think people are going to come in from across the state to visit this location and enjoy the amenities and all the experiences that people can have in this space. So congratulations to the team. And with that, members, we'll go ahead and cast your votes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And we'll be moving on now to hearing item number 2.